Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Now, are you a good influence on others or a bad influence? Do you ever try to influence others in a good way? Or do you try to influence them in a bad way? Well, the title of our lesson is Who Influences Whom? Some people think they can change others by being a good influence on them. So here's the question. Can you really change someone else? Can you really change someone else? Let's think about that as we get into our lesson. It's a dialogue, so open your magazine and let's get started.
Who influences whom?
You have a very positive attitude.
It's better than being pessimistic.
Hey, I'm not pessimistic. I'm just being realistic.
I believe there's good in everyone. So I usually give people the benefit of the doubt.
In some people, the good is really hard to see, even if you're searching for it.
There's nothing wrong with making friends with different kinds of people.
No, but you have to be careful of what you expose yourself to. Friends are one of the biggest influences in your life.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 pessimistic 这个形容词。Pessimistic 是指悲观的或者是悲观主义的。所以它的重音是在 MI 这个音节念成 pessimistic。例如 ,economists are pretty pessimistic about the country's economy. 经济学家们对于国家的经济是很悲观的。它的反义字是 optimistic,O-P-T-I-M-I-S-T-I-C, 意思是指乐观的或者是乐观主义的。例如 ,Doreen is extremely optimistic, she never feels down. Doreen 是一个极端的乐观主义者。从来都不会觉得沮丧。接下来我们看的是 give the benefit of the doubt 这个成语。benefit 在这里是指好处，所以 give someone the benefit of the doubt 是指往好处想，或者是姑且相信对方一次。例如 even though Charlie had lied to his parents many times before, they still gave him the benefit of the doubt this time. 虽然 Charlie 曾经多次欺骗过父母，他们这一次仍然还是选择相信他。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, Rebecca, so far, who do you agree with more, Tom or Lisa?
It's a very difficult question because there are parts of what Tom says I really agree with, but then I can also see Lisa's point of view. You know, I think it really depends on how strong Lisa is as a person.
Mm-hmm.
If she is the one that wants to be influential, I think it's good to befriend people who are suspended from school, who need good friends.
Right, and like she said in yesterday's lesson, if someone is shown acceptance, if we can accept people, then those people might change for the better. So that is Lisa's hope, that this person Miranda will change for the better. She will become a better person because of having friends like Lisa.
And of course, our lesson starts out with Tom. And what does Tom say, Gabe?
Well, you have a very positive attitude.
Okay, now it's my turn. Lisa responds to Tom by saying, it's better than being pessimistic. Oh, good. And I like that word, pessimistic. I mean, I like to talk about that word.
Well, what does it mean, pessimistic?
Pessimistic means that you always think that bad things are going to happen. You're a very negative person, and rather thinking of positive things, you automatically assume the worst about people and about a situation.
That's right. Now, that's being pessimistic, so that is an adjective. Now, if you take off the letters IC, then the word becomes a noun. You are a pessimist, someone who always sees the negative side of something. But what about the opposite? It's better to be optimistic. Okay, so are you an optimistic person? then you are an optimist.
Exactly. And so, in our lesson, we could say that Lisa is very optimistic, and perhaps Tom is a bit pessimistic. And so Lisa had responded to Tom by saying, it's better than being pessimistic. So yes, she is optimistic.
Now, Tom's response is, hey, I'm not pessimistic. He thinks he's not a pessimist. He says, I'm just being realistic. Okay, there's another word. And I often hear this response. When someone says, you're just being pessimistic, they might say, no, I'm just being realistic. So there is a difference between being pessimistic and realistic.
Right. Well, Lisa responds by saying, I believe there is good in everyone. So I usually give people the benefit of the doubt. Okay, friends, let's talk about this phrase, to give someone the benefit of the doubt. This just means that you decide that you will believe someone or something, so you would rather see the good in them rather than automatically assuming the worst.
That's right. There are many instances, many situations where you might give someone the benefit of the doubt. I think it's important to be like Lisa and to try to give people the benefit of the doubt. If you're not sure of someone's motivation or the way that someone is thinking, you could still give them the benefit of the doubt. For example, it's always nice to be invited places, to be invited to go to parties and stuff like that. If someone doesn't invite me, I might think many things. I might think, man, what's happening? Does this person not like me anymore? Did I do something wrong? Or I could give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe there was a good reason for not inviting me.
They might have just forgotten.
Yeah,
and then you're
reason.
So concerned that you did something wrong or they don't like you. So oftentimes it is better to give people the benefit of the doubt. Here's another example. Many people say that I shouldn't trust my friend by the name of Lisa, but I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. Okay, as we already have talked about, that is what Lisa believes herself. She thinks that she wants to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, because she says there is good in everyone. Okay, well, let's continue here. Tom says, in some people, the good is really hard to see. And I think he's thinking of Miranda. The good is really hard to see, even if you're searching for it. Do you ever feel that way, Rebecca? That it's hard to see the good in somebody?
Unfortunately, sometimes it is hard to see the good, especially if that person is really naughty or they just do a lot of things that I wouldn't agree with. It can be difficult to see the good. However, Lisa responds by saying there's nothing wrong with making friends with different kinds of people. And so I think Lisa might be one of those people that has the ability to see the good in people, even when other people don't see that good.
That's right. Well, Tom says no, but you have to be careful of what you expose yourself to. Friends are one of the biggest influences in your life. Well, I do think it's important to try to see the good in other people, even if, like Rebecca said, they might be kind of naughty or they always misbehave.
Mm-hmm.
Try to see the good in that situation and in that person. Well, is it possible to have false friends?
Ooh.
What is a false friend? I think it has something more to do with language than friends. Let's find out what Steve and Ken have to say about this in the Info Cloud.
You know, not every friend is really a friend. For instance, fair weather friends are supportive and dependable when things are going well.
But when you fall on hard times, they disappear. Another weird kind of friend is the frenemy, which is a person who is your friend, but strangely, at the same time, your enemy.
In the world of languages, there are things called false friends, which are words from two different languages that look or sound similar but have different meanings.
False friends can cause problems for students who are studying a foreign language, especially when the two languages are somewhat related.
Right. For example, if an American student studying Spanish sees the word embarazada, she could be forgiven if she thought it meant embarrassed, right? Well, actually, it means pregnant.
False friends can also originate from loan words. For example, toast. Maybe you grow up thinking this English word simply meant a loaf of bread.
But where I grew up, it's a slice of bread that has just been toasted in the oven. A small difference in meaning, perhaps, but a big difference in taste when I'm eating my tuna fish sandwich.
我们知道吐司面包的吐司来自英文的 toast， 但你知道吗？中文的吐司其实跟英文的 toast 有很大的差别。Toast 在英文是指烤过的切片面包，因此 toast 当动词用就是烤的意思。当你把面包 toast 了以后，它就是一片 toast， 而烤面包机就叫做 toaster。那一整条吐司的英文要怎么说呢？答案是 a loaf of bread， 而一片吐司的英文是 a slice of bread。这种两种语言用相同的词但含义不同的现象，语言学上叫做 false friends， 所谓的假朋友就是同形异义词。 false friends 很容易导致误解，像中文的大丈夫在日文意思变成没关系，这就是一个典型的 false friends。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次时间见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Do you believe that you can be a good influence on other people? You know someone who has a bad reputation. Do you think that you can bring them up, that by accepting them, that you can make them change their life for the better? Can we really change other people? Well, that's the idea for today's lesson. Lisa is very optimistic that she can change Miranda. She thinks Tom is kind of pessimistic. He thinks that he's being realistic, but she would like to give other people the benefit of the doubt. Friends, let's see how this conversation ends right now.
Who influences whom?
That's my point exactly. By becoming Miranda's friend, I can have a positive influence on her life.
What if your plan fails and she ends up negatively influencing you?
I'm confident that won't happen. As you said earlier, I'm a very positive person.
Haven't you ever heard the saying, one bad apple spoils the barrel?
Oh, Tom, you're so negative. It doesn't hurt to try. What harm is there in going to a movie with her?
Maybe none, but who knows? And don't say I didn't warn you.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 One bad apple spoils the barrel 这个成语。Barrel 是指桶子，所以 one bad apple spoils the barrel 是指一颗烂苹果坏掉一箩筐，延伸出来的意思就是一个人的错误行为会影响整群人。例如 Janet is the one bad apple that spoils the barrel. Ever since she started coming late to work, her coworkers have started to do the same thing. Janet 真的是一颗烂苹果 坏掉一箩筐，自从她上班开始迟到，同事们也开始起而效尤。所以我们看的是 warn 这个动词， warn 是指警告或提醒，例如 come here right away, I'm warning you, 现在就过来我警告你，或者是 we were warned not to drink the wine because it's very strong, 我们被提醒不要喝这个酒，因为这个酒太烈了。它的现在分词 warning 可以当名词，例如 there's a high voltage warning sign outside the shed,这小屋外面有着高压电的警告标志。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, now remember, Tom had said that friends are one of the biggest influences in your life, and Lisa responds by saying, "That's my point exactly. By becoming Miranda's friend, I can have a positive influence on her life." So right here in this situation, Gabe, Lisa's actually thinking, and she believes that she is the one who is going to influence Miranda. She doesn't think Miranda's going to have a negative influence on her.
Well, exactly. And I happen to agree with Lisa. And but let's see what Tom has to say about this. Okay, what if your plan fails and she ends up negatively influencing you? So he keeps trying to make this same point, that you can influence other people, that's true, but it could be possible that someone else could bring you down even when you're trying to bring that person up.
Well, Lisa responds by saying, "I'm confident that won't happen. As you said earlier, I'm a very positive person." And you know, I think that when you are a positive person and you're very happy and you're excited and you always see the best in people, that is actually a very positive ability, positive trait to have.
Well, what does Tom say here? Haven't you ever heard the saying, one bad apple spoils the barrel? Okay, so that's another way of saying that other people can influence you in a bad way. Or it's even more dangerous than that. Just imagine a big barrel of apples, right? It's not just one or two apples. There's a lot of apples there. And if there's one bad apple in there, that could make all of the other apples actually go bad. That's true. That's where the saying came from. One bad apple spoils the whole barrel. One negative person could actually influence other people negatively, a lot of other people.
Exactly. But that's why I do think it's very important, if you want to befriend somebody who maybe isn't the best friend to have, it's good to have a support group. You have other very positive friends who are influencing you and encouraging you. So in this situation, I think, Gabe, that maybe Tom, he could be a very positive friend for Lisa, encouraging Lisa as she befriends Miranda.
You know what? I think he could have that position, but I don't think he sees it yet. But perhaps Lisa needs to share that with him, that Tom could be a support for her. Even though Tom doesn't want to hang out with Miranda himself, he could still support Lisa and help her when she needs help, or when she feels like Miranda might be bringing her down.
Exactly. Okay, so we read, Lisa says, "Oh, Tom, you're so negative. It doesn't hurt to try. What harm is there in going to a movie with her?" All right, friends, we're going to talk about this very useful phrase, "It doesn't hurt to try." This just means that it's not going to hurt anybody if you just give something a try. Just try it. Come on, really.
That's right. Just try it out. Now, when might you use this phrase? Or when is this phrase true? It's not always true, actually. When is it not okay to try something? Or when is it okay to try something? For example, maybe you want a raise at your job, or you want a promotion, and you want to ask your boss, "Is that a good idea? What's the best way to do that?" Is it true that it doesn't hurt to try asking for a raise?
Okay, there's an example. I've got another one. Have you ever been surfing?
I have been surfing.
Okay.
Well, I'm not very good.
Well, you know something, Gabe? It doesn't hurt for you to try surfing.
You're right.
You know, let's say, for example, someone doesn't want to try doing something like surfing or basketball or another type of sport because they say, "I'm not very good. I'm not going to do a very good job." You could say, "Well, you know, it doesn't hurt for you to try. You may end up being better than you think."
That's right. Or maybe you've hurt somebody in your relationship with somebody, and you want to reconcile. You want things to be good again. Well, it doesn't hurt to try apologizing to that person. Even if you think they won't forgive you, you should still go and apologize. Say you're sorry. It doesn't hurt to try.
And Lisa, is telling Tom that it doesn't hurt to try. It doesn't hurt to try to be a friend to Miranda, to try to change her. What harm is there in going to a movie with her? And how does Tom respond?
Well, maybe none, but who knows, right? And don't say, I didn't warn you. Well, again, I think that Tom maybe needs to learn how to be a better friend to Lisa and support her and not just warn her against hanging out with Miranda. Well, friends, right now it's time for something fun. Sing
it
out. Listen for that phrase, one apple spoils the whole barrel. Hmm.
They want that apples for the barrel. Oh, who influences who? It is up to you. They want that apples for the barrel. Yeah, don't let people get you down. Be a good influence and bring other people up. Friends, there's a great idiom in our lesson, right? One apple, one bad apple could spoil the whole barrel. Don't let that happen. That means if there's one person who is a bad influence, don't let them influence everybody. You can bring them up. Say this with me. Don't let one bad apple spoil the barrel.
Don't let one bad apple spoil the barrel.
Don't let one bad apple spoil the barrel.
That's great. Let's go.
3, 4. Influences who? It is up to you. Don't they want that apple spoil the barrel? Who influences who? It is up to you.
And you, and you,
and you, and you. Don't they want that apple spoil the barrel? Who influences who? It is up to you. That apple spoil the barrel.
Who can be a good influence?
You. Don't let one bad apple spoil the whole barrel. Well, friends, thank you for joining us for our lesson today.
And we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.